Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show at 7.05, and it's Thursday.
Yeah, it is.
Yep. This is a note from a listener who is trying to help some people out at Thanksgiving. So, look, it's the holiday season. This person's name is Laura.
Hey, Laura.
Staff member at Sacred Heart Community Service. A few years ago, you promoted our holiday campaign on Alice Radio and worked closely with my colleague, Jill. We'd love it if you could help spread the word about this year's holiday program. Our goal is to do 7,900 turkeys starting this coming Monday. They're going to do 4,400 turkeys for Thanksgiving and the remaining ones in December. Our program relies greatly on the support of the community to meet our goals. They have volunteer opportunities. You can make a turkey donation, donate financially online.
I have the website.
You do.
I noticed she didn't put it on there.
Yes.
SacredHeartCS.org.
SacredHeartCS.org.
They're
slash
out of
holidays.
San Jose.
All right. So if you there's an opportunity to help, and if you want to help deliver turkeys, they need help with that too. Volunteer opportunities. Very nice. Alice in Winterland. It's on sale now. Kesha, Avril Lavigne, and Flora Cash. December 5th at the Masonic in San Francisco. Meet you there, you guys.
Yes.
All this week, well, today and tomorrow are the only days left in this week, at 9, noon, 3, and 5, we're doing Tickets and Trees. You'll get tickets for the show, plus a gift certificate for a Christmas tree. We'd love you to win with us. Your first chance is coming up at 9.
She's got to do this, right? Skater boy?
She has to.
Oh, she better.
I hope she does a nice long set.
I know.
This year's Grammy nominees were announced yesterday, and new artists, especially the women, did well. Lizzo has the most nominations with 8, including a nod for Best Artist, which is a big deal because it's the first time in 15 years that a new artist scored the most nominations. Kanye was the last to do it back in 2004. He got 10 nominations.
Wow.
I guess the year he was nominated for Best New Artist. Lizzo is followed by other rookies, Billie Eilish, Lil Nas X. They each got 6 nominations, and they're competing against Lizzo for Best New Artist alongside Black Pumas, Maggie Rogers, Rosalia, probably, Tank and the Bangas.
Tank and the Bangas.
He's not paying attention to us. And Yola.
He's totally not paying attention.
Yeah, yeah, he's busy doing something else.
He's all what?
Huh?
Tank and the Bangas.
What now?
My friend. Uh-huh. It's just an opportunity to say Tank and the Bangas. Ariana Grande, her, and Phineas O'Connell were next with 5 nominations apiece. Phineas is Billie Eilish's brother, and he was nominated for production on the debut. All his nominations came from work with her. Lil Nas X is the top male nominee, and it wasn't just Old Town Road. He got an Album of the Year nomination for the EP 7, which only has 8 songs, which 2 of them are versions of Old Town Road. And it's only 18 minutes, 44 seconds long. A lot of people were confused by that, including Lil Nas X. He tweeted, "No effing way!" He was not nominated in the country category. He got his nominations all in the pop and rap slash sung categories. By the way, Lizzo and Billie Eilish weren't just dominant. They actually made history. Both of them were nominated in each of the big 4 categories. Record of the Year, Song of the Year, Album of the Year, and Best New Artist. It's the first time in Grammy history that 2 artists were nominated in all 4 of those categories.
Hmm.
Plenty of people have done that, but for 2 the same year to happen. Billie is the youngest artist to be nominated in all 4 categories at 17. That record had been held by Mariah Carey, who was 20 when she did it in 1990.
20.
I know.
Both
Dang.
Women, too.
Yep.
Actually, all 3 of them,
yep.
The records there are women. That's
nice.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Billie is also the youngest artist in Grammy history to get an Album of the Year nomination. The old record was Taylor Swift when she did it at age 19 in 2009. Mm. Let's see here. CBS is going to air the 62nd Annual Grammy Awards live on January 26th. If you go to RadioAlice.com, every category and all the nominees are up there. I'm not going to go through all of that. For the second year in a row, they're calling it a Grammy snub for Taylor Swift. When the nominations were announced, Taylor did get 3 nominations. So I don't I guess they were expecting her to get way more. She was shut out of 2 of the 3 major categories. Her latest album, Lover's Up, for Best Pop Vocal Album. The title track is nominated for Song of the Year, and You Need to Calm Down is up for Best Pop Solo Performance. But a lot of people thought she'd get a nod for Album and Record of the Year, especially since Lil Nas X managed to score nominations in both of those. And they're saying here, some people don't consider him a serious artist like Taylor. He's an artist. Oh, that's wrong. Last year, her album Reputation was also snubbed. That was a terrible record, though. So I see why that one was snubbed. She only got 1 nomination for that. It got Best Pop Vocal Album, and it's the only nomination she got, and she didn't win it.
I have a question.
Yes, dear.
And maybe you've said it, and I'm embarrassed if you have. Are there rock nominations? Do we know if there's a rock category? Do we know who was nominated?
Hang on.
If not, that's fine. I'm just curious.
I don't know if I have it all broken out, Vin. Oh, here we go. Best rock song. Tool's Fear Inoculum, the 1975 Give Yourself a Try, Vampire Weekend, Harmony Hall, Brittany Howard, History Repeats, and Gary Clark Jr., This Land.
Wow. I don't even know Brittany Howard.
I've never heard that name, I know.
Best Rock Album, Bring Me the Horizon, with a record called Ammo. Social Cues, Cage the Elephant. In the End, The Cranberries.
What?
Trauma, a record by I Prevail, and Rival Sons got a nomination for Feral Roots. Let me see if
I know that band
stuff.
Wow.
That's, I have sort of a limited.
No, that's, I was curious if they even still had the category.
They do.
So it's there.
It's small.
Okay.
Oops. Save that for the next DJ. Lexi might want that. K-pop group BTS is huge. They didn't get a single nomination. Beyonce didn't get anything for Homecoming, the live album, which was considered a front runner for Album of the Year. Her Homecoming concert movie got a nomination for Best Music Film, but that's it. Maren Morris was also considered contender for Album of the Year. She only got 1 nomination, Best Country Duo Performance. Other snubs.
Our boy went to the same camp as Maren Morris, didn't he?
Grammy camp.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yes, they hang their hat on Maren Morris, having attended that.
Yep.
Other snubs included Bruce Springsteen and Halsey, who were both shut out, and Ed Sheeran, who only got 1 nomination.
Oh.
So that's just a few of the big snubs. There's your little Grammys roundup. And in January, we'll get to watch the show. And as you mentioned yesterday, it is, if there's a good award show, it's the Grammys. Because it's just all performances. And they sprinkle in some of the awards in there. And I also like when interesting pairs of, like duets, things that you don't expect. I like
that's
that
one of the
stuff.
Cool things they do. Yeah.
Look up The Weeknd's new house. He just bought.
Oh, you got it.
Do it. The Weeknd. I don't know what this guy's worth. I'm sure plenty of money because he just dropped $25 million on a penthouse.
I thought
$25 million.
I thought musicians didn't make money anymore.
That's what I thought.
He has a net
worth
$90 million.
Oh boy.
Yeah, through record sales, touring, merchandise.
Damn The Weeknd, way to go. So The Weeknd just moved into a penthouse pad in Beverly Hills.
Wait, $25 million, you said, is for an apartment?
For a penthouse apartment. It's 8,700 square feet. I mean, it's a big ass place, or maybe it's 8,100, whatever. It's over here it is. It's a 4-bedroom penthouse, 8,200 square feet of pure luxury.
Do you get your own elevator? Because otherwise you're going to be in the elevator with the people on the third floor.
You know, it doesn't say that specifically. I have to imagine that you're not riding the elevator with everybody else.
And even your car goes up with you.
It also, I believe it's the full floor because it has 4 corner balconies. So plenty of outdoor space. Dude, it looks amazing. Just the couple photos I'm looking at.
I could do that. Great. I know a lot of people who would say, I need a yard.
I'm sure he's got the rooftop deck.
I could do that.
I know. It sounds
I would be
so
fine
great.
With that.
So let's see here. It's the top floor of an exclusive high rise. It's got breathtaking views of the city, hills, and ocean. Huge glass windows, 4 balconies. He He's got a wine vault, a wet bar, a massive great room decked out with an entertainment system and a wraparound sofa. The chef's kitchen is custom designed by Antonio Sidorio. I'm sure he's amazing.
Oh, Antonio.
Yeah, I don't even know who that is. We're so far away from a $25 million penthouse that we're like, oh, that guy? Oh, amazing. There's an espresso bar and a home gym. It's... You know what? Look up. Are you looking at the pictures of Bryn scrolling
through?
Yeah,
I'm looking at the pictures.
The place
is
sick.
It's so masculine.
Yeah. They call
it grays. A lot of grays and blues.
They call it the ultimate bachelor pad.
Oh,
it's awesome. Oh.
It's an art to stay a bachelor. I shouldn't say art. It's a skill to stay a bachelor. You really do. Let me rephrase that.
Life just keeps trying to throw nets over you.
Well, how do you not connect with someone and find yourself going, yeah, let's hang again? And then you just, like, you've hung.
Next thing you know, there you are together. Where are we going with this?
That's a real skill to be like, I have to remove myself from this before I need this.
Mm-hmm.
And get on down the road.
Yep.
Good for him.
Well, he clearly has it mastered. He does. Leo DiCaprio does. Nicholson's done it his whole life.
Uh-huh.
Clooney finally got snagged under a net. Brad Pitt's going to have to give that a try now.
He's dating that one girl who I don't even know who she is.
Did you watch Arrested Development?
Not really.
He's apparently, they're both saying it's not true. Maybe. He's dating Portia's daughter. I can't think of the girl's
you
name.
You know what? She's okay. She was of age at that. She's good looking. I don't know what she looks like now.
Yeah, she's 30 now. She still looks like maybe. Let me see if I can find
You know who she looked like?
Aaliyah Shawkat?
Yeah.
That girl, maybe, who plays maybe,
yeah,
looks like my ex-girlfriend.
Oh, who, Dancy?
No.
Who?
The one from here.
Oh, you think so?
Oh, God, yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
Same. Yeah. Yep.
Damn it. I cannot find. Oh, here it is. The picture is not great. By the way, they're just friends, according to. Like, he's pushing 60 and she's 30.
Yeah.
And I know. It's not a great picture of her. But she's alternately very attractive and not very attractive. Even on the show, I'm always like, oh, she's so cute. Oh, no. Mm.
Yeah, it still looks kind of like that girl, though, that I dated.
Yeah.
What a trip.
I know.
Go Brad Pitt.
But don't go too far because you got to hold on to that bachelorhood. Channing Tatum and Jenna Dewan are officially divorced, even though they have not settled all of their stuff. She's pregnant with another dude's kid, and he's been quietly dating someone. So they want to be single in the eyes of the law while they settle their divorce.
She's got a TV show now.
What's she doing? I don't know about that.
It's called Flirty Dancing.
I don't know it.
Oh.
I've only seen the commercial, and that's why I know.
Did they meet on one of those dancing movies or something? She's very, Jenna Dewan is gorgeous.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah.
Look up Flirty Dancing. I don't know anything about it other than it said starring Jenna Dewan, and I went, that's
funny.
I know her because she married that guy.
Right.
That's the only reason.
It's like Dirty Dancing, but not quite as dirty. It's just flirty. So they wanted to be single and able to proceed with their lives, and a judge just granted their wish. So they filed documents asking the court to grant the divorce while they hash out a property settlement and custody agreement after the fact. They are both in relationships. It just makes things easier, and if they want to marry, remarry, they can. He is dating Jessie J. Jessie J. Yeah, she sings. You probably know. I know we play Domino, but she's got a great Christmas song, too.
Mm.
I've done it with Tommy a couple times.
You did what?
I did a Jessie J song with Tommy.
Oh, I've done it with Tommy.
Done it, the
said.
Song, yeah. Okay. I said, she has a Christmas song. I've done it with Tommy. That was not just a non sequitur. Jenna Dewan, now officially the ex of Channing Tatum, she and her new boyfriend are pregnant. They're expecting their first kid. His name is Steve Casey.
How long have they been together?
Not that long. But she and the two of them, Channing and Jenna, actually have a kid named Everly. And the kid's 6 years old. I don't know if Everly's a boy or a girl. Would you guess a boy.
Oh, I would guess a girl.
Mm. Anyway, she only filed for divorce a year ago. They say months after they went public with their split. That's when she filed. So
it's
she
a girl.
Oh, Everly is.
Mm-hmm.
It would work for either.
Yeah.
Speaking of divorces, Johnny Drama from Entourage.
I love him. Kevin Dillon.
Yep. Mm-hmm. He just finalized his divorce. $2 million for her, house and cars for him.
Okay. He doesn't have a lot of money.
Yeah,
either.
I wouldn't think that that would be.
Well, he's winding up paying out, but listen to what he's keeping. So let's see here. This is the final judgment, Jane Stewart's divorce from Kevin Dillon. They started this back in 2016. They get joint legal and physical custody of their daughter, Ava. He'll pay child and spousal support. It looks like it's $1,800 a month for Ava and about $2,100 a month to the ex-wife. He keeps their house in Malibu, as well as his New York residence and another house in L.A.
Oh, wow.
A motorcycle, 9 cars, including a couple classic Corvettes and Camaros.
Has he done more stuff than I know about?
I don't know.
I mean, he's done movies. I was looking at, so the internet says $10 million is what he's worth.
Oh.
Acting roles in films such as Platoon, The Blob, No Escape, War Party. I've never heard of three of those.
So he's done a lot more than I know about.
Yeah, but right. Mostly known for his
Entourage. Yeah, that's where I know him from.
Entourage.
He's
yeah.
so great on that show. Meanwhile, Jane gets their Ford Escape.
Yeah, what else?
That's it.
That's it?
And
well,
$2 million.
$2 million.
That's yeah. not going to go far. Come on.
I could make $2 million go a long way.
Kevin, no, these are Hollywood people.
So she gets a Ford Escape, and Kevin has to make equalization payments to her totaling about $1.7 million and then owes her an additional $242,000 for her share of some brokerage account. So congratulations on your divorce being finalized.
It took 3 years. Can you imagine?
I know. God, it sucks. Here's a hot new couple. It's Bernie Sanders and Ariana Grande. She posted that it's the
Where's
cutest.
Where's the butt up bump, Bryn? Come on. I mean, did you hear her?
Little post. They are both smiling wide enough to crack their
said,
faces open. That wasn't that funny. It didn't deserve it.
Well, those are the ones that need the hit the most.
Ariana just, thank you. Ariana just shared a couple photos with 78-year-old Bernie, thanking him for coming to her concert in Atlanta on Tuesday night and making my whole night and for all that you stand for. She wrote, my guy, she says, at headcount.org and I are doing our best to make you proud. We've already registered 20,000-plus young voters at my shows alone. Also, I'll never smile this hard again, promise. You got to look at the pictures. Like, both of their faces look like they're ready to break. He was in town for the primary debate.
How'd that go? You watch that?
I didn't. Huh. This is not their first time. See, obviously, they've been together a while. last month, she posted, just randomly, baby, how you feeling on Twitter? And he replied saying, I'm ready to fight for Medicare for all. And she replied, screaming. Adorbs.
That is cute.
I know, it's really cute. Let me see. Let's find some. Oh, this is fun. Would you like to take a guess as to what Old Dirty Bastard's son's name is?
Little Dirty Bastard?
You're very close.
Little Dirty?
Young Dirty Bastard.
Young Dirty Bastard.
Which is like kind of a poop on his dad because, you know, he had one of those. Isn't that how you be a bastard? So this kid, Young Dirty Bastard... He says his dad, Old Dirty Bastard, is the inspiration behind a brand of brew.
How old is this guy?
He's old enough.
Oh, okay. I thought we were talking about a kid or
no,
a baby.
No, this is a grown man who's named himself Young Dirty Bastard. It's an adult beverage. It's a honey ale called Young Dirty Brew. And ODB's kid says he wanted to honor his father with a drink ever since he first saw his pops sipping on Old English. Is that a thing?
Oh, right. Old Dirty Bastard's dead, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Young Dirty Bastard's rep says that this kid put in about $60,000 to make his childhood dream a reality. He's been dreaming about beer since he was a child. He's working with something called Circa Brewer.
Did ODB overdose?
I thought he died of some. I'm getting a yes from Vaughn. Yeah. It was an OD. Okay. ODBOD.
Wow, long 2004.
Let's see here. I guess if you want to look into this, you can see Young Dirty Bastard's very involved in the brewing of this beer. Mm. Took about 6 months to perfect their ale, and 100 cases go on sale New Year's Eve in select New York liquor stores, bars, and online. And that's it. They're just doing the 100, and I'm sure if it's a hit, they'll continue on with it. And that's all I've got time for. All right, Vincent, what's coming up?
President Barack Obama and more after.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thank you so much for listening. Lexi has an appearance this Saturday from noon to 2 at the Sprint store where you can get a hookup to see that band, Flora Cash. They have been added to the lineup for Alice in Winterland. Kesha, Avril Lavigne, and Flora Cash. And she's got the ultimate Alice in Winterland prize package at the, let's see, she's at the Sprint store at 1934 South El Camino Real in San Mateo. And both of you guys know exactly where that is.
Mm-hmm. I might drop by.
Oh, that would be nice of you. Lexi does the, she comes on at 10 o'clock right after our show. So you're probably familiar with Lexi. Go meet up with her. She's so nice.
She is very nice.
I know. She's a great girl. So that's this Saturday, noon until 2.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank, our partner for this year's Toy Drive. If you're going to Alice in Winterland, bring a toy, a new toy, and support Toys for Tots. Fremont Bank will match up to $5,000 in donations.
That's so nice.
Thank you, Fremont Bank.
Local guys.
Mm-hmm. Okay, a few things going on. I warned you early last week, that Dreamforce is this huge event that happens here in San Francisco.
It's a takeover.
It's a full-on takeover. You're right. In fact,
how's it been getting out of town this week?
Hard. Difficult.
Takes a long time.
Not fun.
You know what? I guess I'm just used to it. I just sit there. As long as I'm going straight, I'm fine.
They say here, expect traffic delays more than usual on Thursday in San Francisco as former President Barack Obama visits the annual Dreamforce conference.
Boy.
He'll be speaking today, according to Yuzette. I had trouble finding it.
I've heard
it's at 10:30
KTVU. Mm-hmm.
But people are already lining up. It's huge.
They say
so,
since 2 a.m. people have been lining up.
It's a big deal. Mm-hmm. So
you guys should go out the beach today.
I'll be fine.
There will be a lot more traffic and a lot more security around the Moscone Center. There's closed streets. Dreamforce is now in its 17th year, and it's considered the world's largest software conference.
Wow, I didn't realize it had gone on
that long. 17 years?
Incredible.
Tomorrow is, it wasn't the same size this whole time.
Right. It did get bigger over the years.
Right.
Just like their buildings.
tomorrow is the last day of this year's event, so just be ready for a lot of traffic because Obama's speaking today.
People are posting that Beck opened up for Fleetwood Mac last night.
Oh, my God. Really?
I love Beck.
Yeah.
Oh, me too.
That was sneaky of them.
That was sneaky. I would have loved to have known that. Yeah. God, your lady could have got you tickets for it. Not that you could
have. We wouldn't have gone, but sure. I mean, I could have thought for a minute about how fun that would be. I don't know if your boy put on a black mask and decided to storm the Ann Coulter, but, you know,
I'm going to guess he
speech,
didn't.
But
he has no idea what's
speakers,
going on at that school. He's so just like head stuck in a book.
A California rally drew hundreds to protest the university speech by conservative commentator Ann Coulter. There were arrests reported, but this was yesterday.
What did they get into trouble? I mean,
the Chronicle reports
protest.
Barricades and police in riot gear were guarding the event.
Oh boy.
And protesters were there to disrupt her speech, and some were handcuffed and taken out of the event. So yeah, it was what you'd expect. I don't think there were there was no tear gas, as I see.
Well, that's good.
Reported or any of the other stuff that, you know, has gone down in the past.
Uh-huh.
So This was a story I kind of touched on, and then I didn't have the whole thing in front of me, so I just want to repeat this. The state of California has taken aim at GM, Chrysler, Toyota, Nissan, and other automakers that are aligning with the Trump administration and the EPA over emission rules. California has stricter emissions than the nation and has often, you know, been very proud of that.
Yeah, well, we've led the way in a lot of environmental stuff, and it's incredibly heartbreaking to watch this stuff get rolled back. We don't need to roll things. We need to roll things forward. It should be even tougher.
So California has said, we will no longer be buying cars from the companies that are on the wrong side. Actually, let me read the quote. Car makers that have chosen to be on the wrong side of history will be on the losing end of California's buying power. As California Governor Gavin Newsom has said, we will be shopping with, and they have four names here, four automakers, Ford, Volkswagen, Honda, and BMW have reached a deal to cut emissions through improved fuel mileage and use of electric vehicles. Those automakers will benefit from California's buying power in the future. Tesla, also the only California-based automaker, makes nothing but electric vehicles, and they could also benefit from California's stance on these other automakers. California spent between 2016 and 2018 $58.6 million in vehicles from GM, who won't get that money.
Wow.
$55.8 million from Fiat Chrysler, who won't get that money.
For? Like, what are they for?
Oh, I have to believe it's for all the parks departments and all of the. There's so many state.
Right. That just seems like so damn much money. Like, you know, where all those cars go? Everybody gets a new car? When are they?
You get a car and you get a car.
Caltrans workers are probably, you know.
Oh, right. Vehicles for that stuff.
All
the
stuff that's done. There's people who get cars that are, you know.
Company cars or whatever.
Toyota got $10.6 million from Toyota and $9 million from Nissan. All that money is going a different direction now because
they've
chosen to try and rally.
They're like, yay!
Lower standards.
Yay, green! We don't have to do anything now.
Just so you know, there's heavy weather headed the country's way for Thanksgiving. Ours is, we might see some rain.
I'd be fine with that.
Yeah, we're going to see a little bit of rain, it looks like.
I'm only happy when it rains.
Big storms hitting the middle of the country. It's typical winter weather. So if you're traveling, and I reported earlier in the week, record traveling expected. Each year we seem to...
Not me, not you.
...hit the road in bigger
not
numbers.
Not Uzi.
Nope.
Wonder what Bryn's doing. I know he's pulling
He said he's staying in town.
Oh, okay. Well, he's got a lot of family around here, so...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally.
Big show tonight on TV, Thursday Night Football, is the Texans versus the Colts. That's at 5:20 if you care. The games you're going to care about are coming up this weekend.
Oh,
huge Sunday night game for the Niners versus the Green Bay Packers. That's the
that's a big one.
NBC game of the weekend. Mm. So we're going to be in a prime position playing a really good team. Mm.
We can pull this one out. It's going to look so good.
It's like
good.
Super Bowl game. I'm so excited to get to watch that. It's going to be huge. That's Sunday night. Also, the Raiders have an easy one, but I don't want to say that. All these teams are good. The Raiders will play the Jets, though, in New York. Raiders are playing great.
Get them, Raiders.
And by the way, I just wanted to say, you know, Tom Brady seems like a nice enough man. I'm, you know, whatever.
And he's a local.
Sure. Yeah. Whatever you say. And you love those guys. So, you know, you got to.
Well, I love my husband and he loves those guys. So I, you know, by default, I never say anything bad about them.
Well, Tommy has a quote in. There it is. The Pats are going to be playing the Cowboys. The hated.
Oh, let's get them.
Gross. Enemy. Cowboys. And here's this quote. I've really not liked the Cowboys since coming out of the womb. Oh. And I'm like, man, are you trying to make me like you, Tom Brady?
Why
what
do
is
you
your
hate
deal?
The Cowboys so much?
Because they that whole America's team thing. You're not America's team.
Screw you, Cowboys.
Shh. You and your cheerleaders.
I know, the cheerleaders are pretty hot. Yeah. Oh, hold on. Vaughn's got a Cowboys cup.
Oh, no. Vaughn!
Vaughn's the one guy. Vaughn.
You're from D.C.
You can't like... Well, maybe that's why they don't have a team, do they?
Yeah, the Redskins.
Redskins aren't from up north?
No, they're Washington, D.C.
Right, right.
They have a team.
The
team
they
up
are?
North is the Seattle Seahawks.
Oh, yeah.
Cowboys! Oh, God, he just holds his arms up like, what?
He's like, hey, what? I like who I like.
All right. I don't know how that happened.
Funny, though, he holds the thing out. I'm like, what's that? Oh, that looks like a star on a helmet.
All right, well, go Tom Brady.
All right.
I want them to beat the Cowboys. Okay. So I'm rooting with
I can't believe it. I can't believe you're rooting with me, but thank you.
So let me ask you a question. How far past the expiration date on a carton of milk are you willing to go?
I smell it. I'm willing to go past it.
You'll just smell it,
you think your nose is going to tell you
there's no chunks in there.
And if there's any question at all, I just, well, chuck it. If it's past the date and there's any hint of funk, it's gone. Mm. But if it can be 4 or 5 days afterwards. If it still smells fine, it's fine.
Over half of people say, yeah, 4 days after its expiration, no problem.
Ooh.
16% say, 8 days after I'm
no.
still in.
Well, look, if it still smells fine, it's fine. You can tell when milk has turned. Especially when you pour it on your cereal and it comes out in glugs.
Yeah, well, I've absolutely...
It's like yogurt.
Even as I'm getting close to the expiration, I pour a little into the sink to see if chunks come out.
Oh, well,
I'm
you don't
nervous.
Want that.
I don't want turned milk.
Well, look, people who hasn't taken a sip of sour milk, it's not pleasant.
Mm-hmm.
Were you guys here when that carton of milk got thrown out of a window and hit the front of my car?
No. What happened?
Why did someone hate
because
you so very
I
much?
I think what happened was I was heading down the Waldo Grade like a little hybrid thing I had. And it's a nice day. My windows are down. And this guy, like in a delivery truck, what he must have done, it was like one of those, I don't know, like a pint thing of milk. He must have opened it in the car, taken a sip, and it was disgusting because he flung it out the window. And it went all over my windshield, into my car, all over me, down into my dash. Like, it was the most disgusting thing of all time. And I just drove home, like, covered in sour milk. And I'm in the driveway yelling, like, oh, John, no. Help me, help me. And the stink just like almost.
Help
I don't even,
me, help
well,
me.
Well, I needed help. I mean,
well,
I'm
not going to come out of your car.
I'm not going to come out of the go in the house with my disgusting milk dripping off of me. It was hideous. But then, as the more I think about it, the more I'm like, that dude probably got a mouthful of that and went, oh, and without even thinking, just let it fly.
Yeah. So you're saying you forgive him?
I do forgive him.
Oh my God!
But
could have caused an accident though.
It exploded on my windshield.
So did your car stink forever?
It stunk for a while, but yeah. We ran. We had to run like the vent down at the base of your windshield and the outside. Like it was just all over that. Like
Yuck.
It was pooled in there, and it was the most disgusting thing. And so, I feel you on the sour milk and the stench.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
it's gross.
So bogus. Ugh.
I haven't mentioned this yet, and I guess it's because they, for the most part, called off the outages or the mass outages that were planned. But
some
PG&E, they did. So PG&E says it expects to get the all clear before dawn today. So it's probably already underway to begin the process of restoring power to more than 100,000 people hit by the planned blackout. They say 48,000 customers amounts to about 120,000 people. In 10 northern and central California counties that had their electricity turned off to avoid fire possibilities.
So it's probably back on by
it
now.
Could
well, they're
be
saying by tonight everything should be completely restored.
Boy. So the dry, windy weather was absolutely on out the beachway. As I drove home, I was going to go surfing, and it was too windy. It was windblown and junky. So I was surprised because it didn't feel like it was that bad around here.
Mm-hmm.
But it turns out, that wind was blowing. So anyway, the outages should be back on, you say, by tonight.
Uh-huh.
They're working on it already, according to this the latest story I was able to find. So I guess we lucked out.
Sounds like
most
it.
Of us
yes.
lucked out.
I actually was going to text you last night when I was watching Survivor, like, hey. Yeah, power.
Survivor was so good. You know what we forgot to touch on too, by the way?
And
I thought it was interesting because I didn't notice either. Jeff is a very good host of that TV show. Really on it and does a good job navigating his way through the tribal councils where,
oh, yeah,
where he's the star.
He absolutely holds that show together.
So Missy,
oh,
on last night's show, while there was some conversation happening and some back and forth about some other things going on, she stopped and said, hey, you know, I want to point something out. Often on this show, what does he say? What did she say? Women and then minorities are the first people voted off,
mm-hmm,
or voted out. And last week, the two people who won immunity were African Americans,
mm-hmm,
a man and a woman. And I went,
oh, yeah, that's true.
I didn't even notice.
Yeah. And Aaron and Missy had immunity.
The quote from Jeff was something like, I hadn't even noticed.
He basically said, I'm glad you pointed that out. Hadn't even occurred to me.
Right.
And if it had, I don't even know if I would have said anything about it because I would have been like, is this something I should point out?
Or no, it's not something he should have pointed out. I didn't notice at all.
Right.
And I don't think it's for anyone to... If she's proud of that and wants to point that out, that's a good thing.
Right.
And I wasn't bummed that she did.
No, certainly not.
But
it was like she was calling him out for not pointing it out.
Well,
I thought he handled that so perfectly. He actually had a genuine reaction to it and sort of laid out. Oh, Vaughn liked it too. Vaughn gives it a thumbs up. But it was funny because until she said it, it hadn't occurred to me. And then, by the way, spoiler alert, both those people without protection around their neck, they got it. Oh.
Well, and I actually thought she was kind of fun in the way she managed.
Yes, she had a big smile on. And
she's like, no.
She handled it. She's like yelling, yeah, and she's like, ah!
Yeah, the truth told, I could see why some people were put off by her. I actually liked her, but she wasn't the best player. So I think that's the tear, is her tactics were aggressive and off-putting.
Yes.
And I could see why people would be like, you're not, I don't.
Well, she plays hard,
right,
too. And I think that they made the right call on both last night because they're both hard players and neither one of them had immunity. And now that it's an individual game, and they're, by the way, the last 2 weeks, they've given away two immunity necklaces, which is actually somewhat unusual. Once in a while, they'll do that. But to do it 2 weeks in a row, it's like you have that much more chance of protecting yourself.
So I thought that was interesting that they watching that was cool. It was cool to see her point that out. I feel the same way when women point out that they've made an achievement that you don't
acknowledge.
Well, you don't recognize it,
right,
as you just figure someone you know or some great lady won something, and then they point out, we never get to win this stuff. This is important.
Mm-hmm.
I got to mark this moment. And you go, oh, yeah.
Super cool.
I'm taking that for granted, aren't right. I? Good job. So that was neat to see. All right. Our text number is 800-400-3697. We love to hear from you guys. So text us, and don't text and drive, by the way.
Please don't.
Jessie J is the best, and she appears very happy with Channing.
Oh, good. She has like some, I can't think of the name of it now, but she has a great Christmas song. We'll have to play that as Christmas rolls around.
Santa Claus is Coming to Town?
No, that's not it. It's like
something
super
called The Christmas Song?
No.
We talked about the Grammys, Last Celebrity Trash,
mm-hmm,
and you mentioned, I think it was in the Best New Artist category, but I'm not sure. But you mentioned the name Brittany Howard.
Did I? Is that like a new person or something?
I'm not sure which category she was in, but the person texted
in. The rock category, I thought.
Oh, was it? Well, you know Brittany Howard. She's from Alabama Shakes, the lead singer. She's amazing.
Oh, she is great.
A lot of people wrote that in. Brittany Howard is the lead singer from Alabama Shakes. If you don't know that band, look them up.
Yeah, they're great.
So, yeah, I didn't know she must have released a solo album. I didn't know that at all.
Man with the Bag.
That's what I thought it was. I was going to ask you that.
Is the Jesse J song.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
I'm going to start with Kesha. Got a little something from her. I have some touring info, a couple bands, and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.